Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. Today, sticking with the theme that we had from the month of July and celebrating our veterans, I've invited a couple of guests to the show today to talk about a fantastic program that is all about empowering veterans and giving veterans access to what they need to be successful and get back to work. So today, as a guest on the show, I have two very special people. I have James Colbert, who's the executive director of a program called MVAT, and of that program, they also have another program called Heroes Linked, which we're going to be talking lot about today. So in addition to being the executive director of MVAT, Jim is also the chief operating officer of Heroes Linked. And so he brings more than two decades of experience in the nonprofit sector. Most recently, he was a policy director at JINSA. How do I say that? Is it JINSA?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I don't get that wrong. An organization dedicated to a strong American military and robust security cooperation between the United States and its allies. It was there that he first worked alongside Yola Johnston, the Heroes Linked founder. Jim is also the executive director, as I mentioned, of Heroes Linked Parent Foundation, which is Military and Veterans Appreciation Trust Foundation, which is MVAT. And after receiving his bachelor's degree from the University of Illinois in political science, he earned a master's in international affairs from the George Washington University. So thank you so much for joining us today, James.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Yes, I'm very happy to have you here, as well as Jason Peller, who's on the phone. Jason, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. And so, Jason, as I understand it, you're in charge of the Community Corporate Outreach Program. You're the director of that program. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. Well, today, what we're going to be talking about on the show is we want to give our listeners access to knowing if you are a vet, what is available to you? How can this Heroes Linked program help empower you to get back to work? And for any civilians or corporations out there who might want to participate in this fantastic internet startup sort of company that they've created, of how you and your organization can help and partner on the civilian side and give back to our veterans. So tell us a little bit, James, about how you came to be involved with MVAT and how Heroes Linked came to fruition.
Well, thank you. It all started a few years ago when I was myself and Yola Johnston, who you mentioned, Heroes Linked founder, were both of us were engaged in soldier support and veteran support through our former jobs. And as we were leaving JINSA, we were discussing how can we best continue that work and what can we do to make a positive impact on veterans that isn't already being done. We didn't want to, double up on something. We wanted to do something that needed to be done that wasn't being done or wasn't being done effectively. And Yola began this process of creating what became Heroes Linked, and then I joined her, and together we brought it to the MVAT Foundation. And the MVAT Foundation embraced the concept and allowed us the space and time to develop it into the program it has become. And if you'd like, we can get into what Heroes Linked is all
about. Yeah, I love what you guys are up to. It's this incredible thing that links basically our veterans to civilians who have knowledge in that sector, essentially, right?
Exactly. What Heroes Linked is, it's a geographically distributed mentoring program. One of the single most important ways to help veterans transition and thrive in the private sector after military service is through mentoring. But existing civilian, if you will, to veteran mentoring programs are very limited because they follow the traditional mentoring model of one mentor to one veteran, and of course both would have to reside in the same area for that to work. We took the power of personal mentoring and we freed it from those constraints. Through a system that lives on the web, each person, whether they're a veteran or a mentor, creates a personal account that's password protected. And through their account, they can search for each other. Veterans can search through a database of volunteer mentors, and they can search for them by what jobs they hold, what companies they work for, what their areas of expertise are. And they reach out, and if the mentor responds believing that they can help this person, they, through the system, set up a date and time to speak. then the system itself places the calls to both of them. So what it does is it makes it possible for a veteran, no matter where they live in America, to reach a mentor who could be helping them no matter where that mentor lives. And then their time together is scheduled very carefully by both of them so that their time is respected. But because it works through our Heroes Linked platform, they never divulge publicly their personal email address or their personal phone number. Mm. The system handles all the communication, but they are speaking live to each other. And that is the personal part of mentoring that is so powerful. That's the difference. It's really what makes the special sauce of mentoring is when you have a personal connection and you're speaking, you may go into the conversation believing you know where it's going to go, but in the end, you've covered three other subjects and topics that you hadn't even thought about, but ended up being so important. In fact, often more important than what you were originally going to speak about. So that's what Heroes Linked is, you know, in its most basic form. It's designed to give veterans a level playing field, because the single most important factor in finding jobs, preparing to interview for those jobs, succeeding in the interviewing process, landing the job, and then succeeding in that job. Maybe you're trying to climb that ladder at that company, or after a while, you want to go to another company, but you'd like to know more about it. Well, the single most important factor in doing all that is your personal network.
Networking, absolutely.
Exactly. And it's the one thing that no veteran has when they leave the service.
Except for the other service folks who they work with. I remember when we had some folks from Makeovers That Matter on, and we had three veterans in the room, and they all mentioned how valuable it was just to have that network of Makeovers That Matter, because you might know the people who were in your deployment with you, but you might not have on the ground people who can help network your way into that job, which I think it's brilliant. It sounds like it's almost like matchmaking for civilians and veterans.
Well, it is in many ways, and your example is correct. Veterans do leave the service with a robust peer network, and that's really important. It's absolutely critical for their ability to handle all the stresses that come with living outside of the military, especially for our young people who have gone in at 17, 18, 19 years old and are leaving at around 24, 25 years old. They've never lived as adults outside the military, an organization with a very specific culture, one they will not find outside the military. And this allows them to reach out and get kind of the professional advice that they would have already learned had they not served in the military. So we don't regard Heroes Linked as charity for our veterans. It's a level playing field, because we believe that veterans offer American companies, businesses, an incredible talent pool. And this Heroes Linked helps them with doing that and getting over the fact that they don't have that professional network when they leave the military.
Yeah, and giving them access to that expertise. I mean, there are so many fields that I know when I've interviewed veterans within my own recruiting company, a lot of people don't even know the first step to take. They've been so regimented in being told, this is how you do things, this is how you wake up, this is how you make your bed, this is how you serve, that they're experts at serving and following orders. But when it comes to innovating and figuring out, oh, how do I go about job hunting, they're limited with their resources. So I think that's really brilliant that you guys offer this service. And Jason, I would love to get your two cents. So how did you get involved in the organization?
Well, Jim and I go way back. Jim and I have known each other for years. And Jim came to me as he was starting to get Heroes Linked off the ground. And I've been running my own consulting company for a few years, helping nonprofits with capacity issues and growth. And so I saw this as a great opportunity to come on board. And, you know, as you've rightfully said, Jennifer, I mean, this is a great program. It's unique. It's kind of boundary pushing. It's everything you want to see in this kind of entrepreneurial way. And at the end of the day, you put your head down on the pillow, happy to know that, you know, you're helping people in the best sort of way. And like Jim said, it's not a charity; it's just a helping hand.
And how do you go about finding the veterans that participate in the program for either you or Jim? How would you respond to that?
You know, getting the veterans and into the system. You can go about it a number of ways. It's very similar to how we bring the volunteers in. We have reached out to a number of VSOs, Veteran Service Organizations, to engage them as partners, community partners, to bring their membership to bear, specifically the Green Beret Foundation. They have a program for their Green Beret members to help them transition. It's called the Next Ridgeline. It's a terrific program. Now, they're a very niche group of veterans. They're all Green Berets, but they saw the value with Heroes Linked. It's something that they want to use as their mentoring model exclusively. So we've been working with them to bring their members into the system, and then their mentors into the system, and we operate as the facilitators for that. So really, from my point of view, as a community outreach,
how do you
the military go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, Jason, so a question for you with Jim is, how do you measure the successfulness of the program? I know you're just in the process of rolling it out, and obviously it sounds like the Green Beret pilot program is going very well. Is there any sort of metric or anything you're using? Are you tracking the amount of people who get jobs or who are successful after a certain amount of time utilizing the program?
Jim, would you like to field that?
Sure, of course. The metrics we will be using will be the number of veterans who are participating, the number of volunteer mentors that are participating, the amount of the number of conversations they're having, how long those conversations are taking place, because we can track all of that, which makes it very valuable, especially for our what we call our corporate partners. And I'll get back to that in a moment. But what we'll be looking for through our platform is ultimately what we want to see are veterans who can say, Heroes Linked helped me tremendously. It helped me get a job. It helped me go from my current job to a better job. It helped me deal with a challenging issue in my workplace because I didn't know what to do in this situation. But because I had Heroes Linked mentors, I could reach out and say, this is what's happening. And they were able to advise me because, as you already mentioned, Jennifer, the military is itself a very regimented but very specific culture, also not just work-wise but social as well. And when our veterans get out to the civilian workforce, it's a different world for them, and they're not used to the way certain things work. Now, many veterans have no issue at all, but we also know that many do. The number of veterans is tremendous, and we believe the Heroes Link will go a long way toward helping them in these regards. Now, I had mentioned earlier about our corporate partners and what they would be interested in. Well, as Jason mentioned, you asked, how would we be getting veterans into the program? And we do that through, as Jason said, reaching out to our veteran-serving organizations that we partner with and having them get familiar with the system and then broadcasting out to their constituencies that Heroes Linked exists. It's a no-cost resource that can make a tremendous difference in their constituents' lives. And when I say constituents, I mean the veterans who are either served by them or if there's a membership-type organization who are members. And also, I do want to take this moment to point out that Heroes Linked is not just for veterans. It's also for military spouses.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
That's right.
I didn't realize that.
And we do that specifically because we see the military as a family. Military spouses bear an incredible burden that civilian spouses don't. And that comes with deployments where the serving spouse goes away for anywhere from 6 months to 14 months at a time. And that happened, and during our long wars with Iraq and Afghanistan, that went on for years, where they would be home for 6, 8 months, 12 months, but then have to leave again for another 12. Incredibly disruptive. Two, when you move to different duty stations, that's happening every 2 to 4 years, and you're literally packing up your entire household. Well, we know that for most military families, the spouse needs to be employed so that the family can make ends meet. Well, how challenging you can imagine it is for a military spouse to know that every time they land a job, they're going to have to probably leave that job in 3 years and have to get another job. And for every employer says, well, this is a military spouse, I'm going to lose this person. So I'm not sure I want to hire that person. So military spouses bear a large burden, and Heroes Linked is here to help them as well. And it does lead to the question of how do we know who is veteran and how do we know who is a military spouse?
That's a great question because you want to make sure that other people, since this is a free service, aren't abusing the system.
Absolutely. And we do that through a partnership with ID.me and their Troop ID program. ID.me is the leader in online verification. And they have Troop ID as their online verification of military service. And I won't go into the story of why they created what they did, but they are doing amazingly well in this growing field. And they already have more than a million veterans in their system, but we also make it easy for anyone to just go over to their site and get verified. And that way they can then verify through the system. So every mentor, volunteer mentor, who becomes part of Heroes Linked, when the veterans who reach out to them, they'll be able to see by looking at that profile, if they have that ID.me badge on their profile. If they do, they've been verified. If they haven't, they probably won't even be on the veteran side anyway. But we want to give everyone the assurance that that's who they're speaking to really did serve in the military.
I think that's an important aspect, to make sure that the people, the mentors, are investing time and energy into a cause they believe in, helping the spouses of veterans and the veterans themselves. How do you handle within the system if there's an abuse by either party of the mentor or the veteran of somebody who is misusing the system?
It's a very good question. We have a system of, in a sense, call ratings. We do a very similar system that many of the listeners may be familiar with other online services. After each veteran mentor call, both have to rate the call. They can do that.
Oh, like Uber.
Exactly. Although, yes. Actually, if you want to say names, it's actually more like Airbnb, and I'll tell you the difference.
Oh, okay, got it.
First, you have to do a star rating.
Okay.
But then you have to, like with Airbnb, you have to leave a written statement as well.
Oh,
so you have
it.
To think about it, at least to that degree. And we don't expect there to be lots of abuse, but what we're trying to do is enforce sort of rules of the road. For example, preparation. If it is agreed between mentor and mentee that they want to talk about, say, a veteran's resume, they have the call takes place, and the volunteer says, okay, let's talk about it. I'm ready to go. I looked at it over what you sent me, and here's my thoughts. You have it in front of you? And the veteran says, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have it. Okay, well, that's awkward because they've just taken up a volunteer's time, and I'm sure they can get past it. But the mentor might want to write, you know, I rate this call only 4 stars. Veteran was unprepared. And the veteran sees this because, first of all, the ratings don't go in until both have completed and submitted them. It's double blind. So you can't do yours based on what the other person said. We're not using the system to scold anyone. What we're doing is, one, reinforcing good practice in communication, and two, to let both parties know that reputation is always online, is on the line, as well as being online.
As well as online,
exactly.
That's true, too.
And because we don't want to waste a veteran's time with a mentor who wasn't serious about mentoring. If you don't feel you want to talk about your experiences, then don't be part of this. But what you have is valuable. And I say this to your listeners, to everyone across America, our military is a very small percentage of our society. The vast majority of us did not serve. But ever since we left high school, and certainly since we left college, if we went to college, we've been accumulating knowledge and wisdom about the workforce, our own personal experience, the jobs we've held, the jobs we tried to get and didn't, the jobs we exceeded at, and even
the jobs we failed at.
The sector our company is in, the companies we work for. We all have that knowledge, and we have a degree of wisdom. Heroes Linked gives you the ability to share that with someone who could really benefit from that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to say, part of what's exciting about this is, prior to Heroes Linked, if you cared about the environment, there are ways you could get involved in your own community, stream bed cleanups, park cleanups. You could do that. If you cared about homelessness, you could go to the local shelter and prepare care packages and food. But if you cared about veterans, too often the answer was, well, write a check. Here's a group to send it to. Well, part of what Yola and I were doing when we created Heroes Linked was to say, let's find a way to give the people and give back directly. I've got knowledge and wisdom. We all do. Here's a way to easily give it to someone who could benefit from it. And that's part of that origin story that we didn't say earlier.
Oh, that's great. And so if somebody out there is listening to the show, or if there's a corporate resource department that would love to get their company involved, how do people go about joining the program? Is there a vetting process for the mentors that are going to participate in the program as well?
Well, absolutely. And they would reach out to Jason.
Okay.
And we can give his email address if you'd like.
Jason, are we allowed to give your email address on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So
jpeller@heroeslink.org.
Okay, great. So that's J as in Jason, Peller, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, at heroeslinked.com. And I think
dot org.
Thank you. See, I still always forget that. All charities are .org. Okay, glad you caught that. So that's fantastic. So anybody who's out there and wants to participate would reach out to Jason and find out about how they could become a mentor. Another question I have is, how is the program available? Is it an app? Is it online? Is it both?
It is a web app, so it's both. We, for a number of technical reasons, we decided the best way to make it available to everybody was to make it a web application and not a downloadable application. So it gives you the same seamless performance whether you're using a PC or a Mac, whether you're using any of the three popular browsers, Safari, Chrome, or Firefox. It also performs extremely well on smartphones, whether you're using Android or the iOS. It's a beautiful app. The people we worked with to help create it just did an incredible job. We're really pleased about that.
And how long has the program been around?
Well, the genesis of it goes back a good 12, 14 months ago, before we really started getting a past concept into actual creation of the web app itself. The stage we're at right now is we call this early live beta. So we are bringing people in. We encourage people to sign up and get involved. There's a link to it from the Heroes Linked website, which is heroeslinked.org. And it'll take you to the page of the web app itself where you create your accounts from. But what we can tell you right now is, and I was alluding to that a little earlier about, I think I told you, that we're sort of like a web startup.
Yeah.
And so where there's kinks in the system, and we're relying on, we're in a sense crowdsourcing our bug fixing. We got it to a point where we knew it was ready to be released, but it still has some user experience issues that we're hoping people will get involved, people who passionately care about helping veterans, and they'll start using it. But if they have a problem, they'll email us and say, hey, I was using it and this kind of went wrong. And that helps us fix those problems.
Fine-tune.
Because where we're at, we're really a grassroots group in the truest sense of the word. We knew that to go the traditional route to creating Heroes Linked would have cost an enormous amount of money. And we could have said, okay, well, we know it's going to cost us an enormous amount of money. So let's do everything we can to raise that money. And if we don't raise it for 3 or 4 or 5 years, well, that's just the way it's going to have to be. Or we could say, let's find the best, fastest way to get this going, take the money we have raised, get it going, and then when people see the potential, we can hopefully raise more money to end up making it exactly what it should be and to ensure its future success. We didn't want to sit on this. Our population of veterans grows. Between now and 10 years from now, there'll be almost 1.5 million new veterans.
Wow.
People forget. They were reminded of the veteran causes during the war, the high point of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But we have people entering and leaving the service all the time. And they're all veterans. And they all, in our opinion, deserve a hand up, you know, a level playing field. And that's what this is all about.
That's fantastic. And I'd love to tell our listeners as well a little bit about MVAT and about the event you have coming up this coming week in case any of our golfers or tennis players out there, anybody would like to participate in it.
Absolutely. The MVAT Foundation, the Military and Veterans Appreciation Trust, is the parent of the Heroes Linked program. MVAT Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're headquartered here in Los Angeles. And each year, we hold our signature event, which is the MVAT Golf and Tennis Classic. This year, it is on August 15, Monday the 15th, at the Mountain Gate Country Club, which is located in Brentwood. And it is a very large golf and tennis tournament that ends up, by the end of the day, becoming a large reception and a very large silent and live auction and an awards dinner. And this is the signature event of our organization. It's responsible for raising the majority of our funding for the year. There are so many sub-elements that tie into the sub-programs and activities that this is all about. And you can go to the MVAT website right now, mvat.org, and click on the link for under events, and you'll see 2016 Golf and Tennis Classic, and you can sign up to play golf in the tournament. You can still be a sponsor if you'd like. You can sign up to play tennis in the tournament. It's an amazing day. It starts with an incredible opening ceremonies, color guard, announcement of our distinguished guests, which include this year 4 Medal of Honor recipients.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, our keynote speaker is Army Captain Florent Groberg, who received the Medal of Honor in November of 2015 for valorous actions in combat in Afghanistan in August of 2012. We'll have 3 other Medal of Honor recipients as well. We have a long tradition of having many Medal of Honor recipients participate in our events. And that opening ceremonies concludes. It's pretty amazing. We have a live singing of the national anthem, and then we have a flyover of World War II vintage airplanes, and then everyone parades out to the golf course. The evening concludes with a similar type awards dinner that is very stirring, patriotic, uplifting, and fun.
That's great. I think it's so important, you know, any which way that you want to give back. For some of us, it is money. For others of us, it might be time. For some people, you might just love golfing or tennis and want to figure out a way to help the veterans in your life. So I think this is awesome, all these wonderful things that you're involved with. Jason, did you have anything else you wanted to add about the MVET Foundation or about the upcoming charity event that's going on next week?
You know, the one thing I will say about MVET, and I'll kind of tie it back to Heroes Linked, is that, you know, a great deal of forethought and direction through the organization, through Jim, through the board, has gone forward to helping veterans. And, you know, MVET started as a pursuit to help people in need, and it continues. And, you know, Heroes Linked is kind of its first flagship program, its own content delivery. And I, you know, the organization is just terrific, and it's doing the job that needs to be done. And so, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it for the extent. I hope, you know, everyone can come out and support the golf tournament. It's going to be a fantastic event. Jim has really put together a class act as far as a fundraiser goes.
That's fantastic.
That's what I will say.
And how long has MVET been around for?
Well, we began, our first tournament was in 2007. At the Mountain Gate Club. It's really kind of our home. And it was started by a group of volunteers who were members and wanted to do something to help the soldiers they knew were recovering from wounds sustained in combat here in the local area at the VA center and at other places. And they started a fundraising group, and they invited veterans out to play. And it was just successful beyond their expectations. So they did it again the next year, and it was even more successful. At that point, they realized, we have something real here. And so then in 2009, they incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So this year, August 15, will be our 10th annual tournament.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
wow.
It's pretty exciting. To date, we have raised nearly $3 million on behalf of our veteran support programs. We're very proud of that, because prior to myself joining them, they were all volunteer run.
Wow.
Yeah, and today our overhead is still extremely low. Like I was saying to you earlier, we don't maintain an office. We have a mailing address, and you can send things there, and you can, but we don't work out of that place. We do our meetings in donated conference space. I work out of my home. We do everything we can to keep our costs at a minimum to make sure that the most of every donor dollar goes to help veterans.
I think that's so important. As somebody, I love donating to charities and giving back. 5% of my company, J. Hill Staffing, goes back the proceeds every year to different organizations and charities. And I do look at that when I'm looking at what organizations am I going to donate to. You want the organizations that have the lowest possible overhead and the greatest possible impact in whatever community that might be. So I think that's fantastic that you guys are doing that. The other exciting thing I think you mentioned to me is that for the first time, did you say it was in D.C.? You are participating in a conference out there, is that right?
That's right. I'm going to let Jason talk about that one.
So Jason, tell us a little bit about the conference coming up in D.C. that you guys are going to be participants at for the first time.
Sure, absolutely. So the conference that we are exhibiting and participating at is the AUSA National Convention, the Association of the United States Army. It is their annual convention. It takes place in Washington, D.C. at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center. It is a multi-day, multi-thousand person event. The convention center itself is about 3 or 4 blocks long, and it is packed. The big news as far as MVET and Heroes Link is concerned is that this is really our entrance into The Army, we're going live. We're going to have laptops out. We're signing people up. We're getting people in the system. We're very, very excited about AUSA. This is the this conference brings out the biggest and brightest from the Army, from people who want to work with the Army, sell to the Army, veterans, transitioning service members, everybody involved. As Jim said, because of our commitment to the Army as a family, our booth is in the family pavilion. AUSA does a fantastic job putting a family pavilion together with many VSOs and support groups. And it really is a great place to come and learn about how the Army continues to help its personnel after transition. And we're very excited to be there. And just like I said, I mean, AUSA is a great example of an organization that understands the value of Heroes Link. It's a group that we are working with both at the chapter and at the national level. And so I think, you know, bringing this kind of sharing economy model that Heroes Link has to an organization that, like AUSA, is a great opportunity. People understand the need. So we're very pleased with that. So I hope if you have listeners who are coming out to D.C. to attend AUSA, that they come by the Family Pavilion, find Heroes Linked, and sign up.
And for curiosity, in case any of our listeners are wondering or thinking of going themselves or taking their families out there, is that something that's free to the public or free to veterans? How does that work for any of our listeners who might want to know about that?
There is an enrollment fee to go to AUSA because there are many business sections, classes you can take. I would encourage you just to go to the AUSA website. There is a discount available for veterans. Unfortunately, I don't know what that savings is off the top of my head. But there certainly is a value in going.
Fantastic.
As a past participant.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's wonderful how many resources there are nowadays because the veterans risk their lives for us. And, you know, like you said, they give up so much in that period where most people are building their careers, working on their education, and then to come back here and have so little support or abilities to connect with people in meaningful ways that will get them the job that they want and the job of their dreams. I think it's fantastic what your organization is doing, what MVAT is doing. I think it's just wonderful, all these resources and tools. And is your goal, how many users do you want to have for Heroes Linked in the next year? Is your goal to get to 1 million or what is the target?
We would
I like
love
to be ambitious.
To 1 million. That would be terrific. Our goals are modest in this first year as we ramp it up. We would love to have 1,000 veterans and mentors engaged in the system by year's end. And we'd love to see 5,000 by 2017. These are modest figures. What we love about Heroes Linked is it's scalable. Because it's web-based, it's all about the more people that sign up, the better. It's no cost either to use. There is a cost to us, so we're always looking for greater support. And that's where Jason could talk a little bit about corporate support and corporate partnership. But so basically, our Heroes Linked operating costs just increase with the more people using it. But those numbers I gave you are our modest goals, but we'd like to see it really grow exponentially, which is what we think is what will happen. There'll just be a few little tipping points that will each create a big bump, and each bump creates a larger bump a little bit down the line.
Yeah, I could easily see this going viral because we have so many veterans out there and so many people who want to go back that in no time you guys could be at 10,000 or 100,000 users. So,
well, we have load tested it to a certain level. It is far beyond the modest method numbers I gave you. So we're comfortable there, but it would be
so
really...
So don't sign up everybody all at once.
Right.
So
well, it would be a blessing to see everyone trying to use it at one time. If it strained our capacity, that would be great in a sense it would show the need.
Good problem to have.
Well, that's right. And I mentioned earlier about the way we developed it and how we decided to go with what we had rather than what we wish we had. So what we're doing now is we have a degree of technical support backstopping this. What we need is a larger level. We really need a full developer level support. And that costs more money than we have right now. Mm. So we're part of what we're fundraising for right now is to get us that capacity. So we have basically a full developer who works specifically on Heroes Linked, because we need to be able to quickly and agilely respond to
any issues
in it. Exactly. Right now, it takes more time than we'd like. And certain things, and of course, we do have development models down the line. Jason can talk about what we would do to new types of performance out of the system that comes on the corporate side.
So, Jason, anything else you can tell us about corporate sponsors, what you're looking for, how corporations out there who might have departments that want to help fund getting veterans back to work, how they would participate with you? Would they just use that email earlier, or is there anything in particular that you're looking for?
Sure. You know, the success of Heroes Linked will come with our volunteers. And I say that carefully, but what we really are looking to do is to create a diverse, robust pool of mentors from across the private commercial entity spectrum of the U.S. We want it geographically diverse. We want, hierarchy of professions to be diverse. So from your CEOs to your marketing departments, to your finance departments, to your sales departments, everyone in your company has value, has the expertise to help someone else. Like I said earlier, this is a model in the sharing economy. Every veteran wants their own path. They want to find where they will fit. You know, after 5 or 6 years, maybe 10 years plus in the military, they are separating from the world and corporate hierarchy that they have been working in, and they are looking to find that again. And so by having this diverse pool of mentors, we are giving them an opportunity to find the answers they're looking for.
Yeah.
So with that, as I work with my corporate partners, what I'm approaching them with is a number of different options. There is, of course, a marketing value. If the company just said, we'd really love to sponsor your program, absolutely. One of the other things that I've been working very hard with Jim on is to create a corporate social responsibility model where a company says, we see the value. We're going to encourage our employees to join as a group. We have, at Heroes Linked, the ability to track all of their employees' usage. So at the end of the year or at end of the period, we can then report back in a corporate social responsibility model all of the help that those employees have given. You will see how many veterans they've interacted with, how many calls, how many hours, what size are their favorites and Rolodexes of people they've engaged with. This is great data. This is the sort of thing you want to put in your annual report. And so, you know, companies are seeing that and they're saying, oh, okay, there's value in this. It's not just money and a logo. And so that's what I'm trying to explain, is that Heroes Linked really does create an ROI situation for companies and corporate partners.
Yeah, it's great. It sounds like it's a very symbiotic, what I would call strategic alliance, where it's a win-win for both Heroes Linked and for the organization that would utilize you, because it's great for companies to offer pro bono opportunities for their employees to give back. It makes the employees feel better. I know research has shown it shows greater confidence. I always tell people that from a more kind of spiritual, more grounded sense, if you're ever in a place where you're not feeling at your highest and best self, whether it's professionally, personally, etc., the best way to get yourself out of a dangerously negative situation or depressed situation is to give. Just give anything. Give a smile, give time, see what you can do to help. And I could only imagine that any companies that choose to participate in your program are morally going to be uplifted because of the way in which they get to contribute and give back, which is the gift. It's the best gift. It's worth more, so much more than any sort of money or any sort of anything you could do. That's why I do my job as a recruiter, is because that one person who I might not even get the job for myself, but they say, Jennifer, that one thing you said helped me land my dream job, that's priceless. I could care less. You know, fees are great and it allows me to pay for my employees, just like for you guys, donations are great because it allows you to pay for, you know, the services and the back end and the tech support. But at the end of the day, it's the giving and the receiving and creating that symbiosis and sense of contribution from a humanity standpoint that is really what the world needs more of. So I'm so deeply grateful to have had both of you on the show today. It's been such a pleasure. Is there anything else either one of you would like to add about where people can find more information aside from heroeslinked.org or anything else that you'd like to share that our listeners could find helpful?
Jason, would you like to, and I'll follow up?
Sure. Well, we've said earlier, I encourage anyone who's listening to please reach out either at heroeslinked.org, at mvat.org. My email, jpeller, P-E-L-L-E-R, at heroeslinked.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Again, I will just reiterate that this is an opportunity to give back with something you have. This is an opportunity to give back with a little bit of yourself, and it's a very easy and rewarding opportunity.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And Jim, any last thoughts for you?
I think Jason did a really nice job of summarizing everything. I encourage all listeners to go to the Heroes Linked website, heroeslinked.org. From there, you can sign up. There's a little sign up button at the top right. But there on that site, you can get into a little more detail about how Heroes Linked works, information for mentors and mentees, about the people who are behind it. And I do want to mention that we do have a terrific advisory committee for Heroes Linked, composed of four general and flag officers retired and three senior enlisted advisors retired. They have been invaluable in giving us great input. I run so many things by them. They vet a lot of our language and the way we express things and the way we do things, because they've had their fingers on that. This is the world they know best, the world that they spend most of their adult lives in, especially our three senior enlisted advisors, because they have the responsibility for actually running the troops. They're the ones who are dealing with the young people. When they get to their level, at the level which they retired at, they literally have 1,000+ young people underneath them. They're heavily engaged in that, and their input has just been valuable. Their photos and bios are on the site as well. Also, I would like to encourage everyone to get to know the MVAT Foundation a little bit better. Go to our website, mvat.org. It's also cross-linked with Heroes Links. You can go back and forth between them and learn what we're all about. We're a small group. Like I said, I'm the only employee, and we're based here in Los Angeles. We have a national impact, but we're also keenly invested in our community here in LA. Los Angeles, I will remind everyone, has the largest population of veterans of any city in the country.
I didn't know that.
And California, as a state, has the largest population of veterans as a state. Here in Los Angeles, we have a lot of challenges. I don't want to take this into a different direction, but I think we've all been familiar, if we pay attention in the news, that due to federal funding and a big push, a lot of cities have helped reduce their homeless population, veteran homeless population. LA has not seen that happen, despite an enormous effort. And these are for reasons beyond control of the city leadership. But everyone's working very hard. But LA has its own challenges in the veteran space, and we're so pleased to be here in Los Angeles to work on that and to work with our partner groups here in Los Angeles to make a difference here. Heroes Linked is our way of making a difference to help all veterans.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes that I would love to leave everybody with is that making money is easy. For those of us who at least have had some sort of education and have had access to normal jobs in our network, making money is relatively easy, but making a difference is really priceless. I mean, that's something that you can't put a price tag on, and no amount of money will give you the same amount of satisfaction as helping another human being, which this is awesome because that's exactly what it gives you guys an opportunity to do.
Yeah, we're all all about helping the veterans get jobs and then thrive in the jobs they have after military service. And I do want to point out that, you know, people may question, as a volunteer advisor, you are only advising about your job, your experience, your wisdom. You're not talking about the with the veteran about their personal life, about their financial issues, anything like that. This is only about professional development.
That's fantastic. Well, I know myself, Jennifer Hill at J. Hill Staffing, I will definitely be signing up for this program and encouraging all of my own employees and people I work with to do this as well, because I believe in it. I think it's a worthy cause, a wonderful project. And just remember, there's a great event that you can attend next Monday, August 15th. You can find out more online about it. And I'd like to thank both of you so much for being on the show today, Jim and Jason. It's been just delightful to have you both here. And next week, tune in. I will be having a special life coach, Brandon Maslin, on the show. I kid you not, I may be going a little bit far with this, but he may be one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. He's just one of those people where you meet him, you hear the sound of his voice, and you just feel better about life. So Brandon's going to be talking to us next week. And you can also find us on iTunes. In case you miss the show live on LA Talk Radio every Monday at 4, you can always go to Get Yourself the Job on iTunes, or you can go to my blog, getyourselfthejob.com, and find lots of relevant articles relating to veterans, resume writing, interviewing, etc., and find lots of helpful resources on there. So thank you, as always, for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, and thank you so much to Jim and Jason, and may each of you have a miraculous, wonderful, and memorable week. Thanks.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.